Hello, my name is Brett Stewart. I'm the editor-in-chief of Our Political Essay, an online publication designed to create an authentic, respectful, and insightful discourse amongst millennial, college-aged voters throughout the 2016 election. This is the first entry in a series of podcasts we'll be releasing on the website and on podcasting apps that'll highlight some of the more compelling discussions and discourse that we have had here at Our Political Essay in an audio format. On today's show, we'll be tuning into a conversation I had with a guest correspondent on our network, Charlie Dean. We talked this summer in July when I was traveling out in Colorado. Now, Charlie is one of the most intelligent and informed millennials I've sat down with throughout any of these discussions. He's an engineering major in Colorado, but he's quite the political junkie as well. Unlike most informed, politically savvy voters, however, Charlie spends quite a bit of time on Reddit, the social media platform built around forum discussion. Now, Reddit is often overlooked as a serious platform in lieu of the giants like Facebook and Twitter. But when used properly, it can prove a vital and intriguing tool and information aggregator. It's also a very messy, haphazard minefield, and it takes some knowledge to navigate. Charlie and I talked about all of that and more. Check it out. I'm going to do it to every person I interview now. It's just, hello, it's me. Because I now have that. That's the only effect on this entire mixer that I just got. It's just, hello. Okay. So this is the first Our Political Essay mini podcast where we are going to be talking about different facets of this political scene that we find interesting with some millennial voices. Today I have my good friend Charlie Dean, who is coming on the show to talk about social networking and politics, and in particular, the realm of Reddit. Thanks for being on with me, Charlie. I totally kept Charlie off guard with this. He just walked into the studio and I was like, hey, here's a microphone, let's talk about Reddit.
Yeah, I feel a little blindsided about this. And in the past 10 minutes, he's gotten me really worked up about how I feel about it. So
what I want to do is I want to talk about Reddit, and I want to break down what Reddit is as a platform for our listeners who may not be familiar. So I'm going to give my layman analysis of it, and then you can fill in the holes. Because one thing we were talking about before recording is that you very much occupy Reddit, both for entertainment, for news, all sorts of things, but it's not an echo chamber for you. Like, it might be for a lot of users of any social media platform. And you go other places as well for your news. And I know some Reddit users may not do that.
Yeah, I do. I would say I use my, actually, I guess we'll get into this later, but Reddit is where I might get sort of like my daily what's happening in the political world, even if I might disagree with it. But for my analysis, in which, like, in-depth reviews and what should happen, you know, I definitely don't look at anything from there. Like,
right.
I go elsewhere for that.
So Reddit, as a platform, is essentially the ultimate forum, I would argue, because it's an aggregation. Well, not an aggregation. Well, it isn't. It is an aggregational tool because it aggregates news. It aggregates posts, text posts, visual posts, videos, what have you. It has a high level of anonymity, which I think appeals to a lot of people, especially when they're talking politics, that you can't get if you're on Twitter. You can't get if you're on Facebook, unless you're breaching their terms of service and using fake names, in which case, who do you have on your fake name Facebook? So with Reddit, you can be more anonymous. You can go into these forums of specific subreddits, which are could be anything from a video game you like, or a movie you like, or a political party, or politics in general. r/politics is the, you know, giant complete mess of the majority of politics on Reddit. And then there's also other things, like I subscribe to True News, which is where they have pretty good news. And as a journalist, I like a lot of Reddit because they aggregate a lot of info for me. When tragedies happen or when major events happen, Reddit has a mega thread at the top of the front of the website, which is aggregating everything from the news and also aggregating the commentary. So it's an interesting platform in a political season, I think. So Charlie, I want you to run us through a timeline of Reddit for the 2016 election. Where was Reddit at the beginning of the primary process?
Oh man, this is going to be hard and complex because I've sort of watched this happen. But I would say this is not an unusual cycle because this happened. Everything I'm going to describe happened with Ron Paul in 2012. But Reddit is a fairly like liberal like place. It's for your like upper white middle class white people, males generally. You know, they're very pro weed. You know, that's like one of their biggest concerns, and they sort of have the knee jerk reaction of anything that has a Republican name before that, it's bad, it's evil. And that's sort of where politics started. That's you know, you'd sort of have your articles bashing on Fox News, and you know, you'd have stuff like that, and you'd have like, you know, left leaning news websites and analysis upvoted, you know, stuff like Jon Stewart, you know, regardless of what point he was making, that would nearly always be upvoted to the top.
Right. So we should preface that the way Reddit works is an upvote, downvote democratic system of anyone can come in and upvote or downvote something. The more upvote something gets, the higher it goes on the website, the more views it gets, the more comments it gets. If it gets downvoted or even downvoted beyond zero, which is possible with Reddit's algorithm, then no one's going to see it. So Reddit is definitely a platform that appeals to that echo chamber in that sense a little bit, perhaps, right? Because they're going to be upvoting that Jon Stewart clip just because it's Jon Stewart.
Yeah, and that definitely is a big problem that Reddit is always constantly dealing with. But to go back, so that's where it started. Then Bernie Sanders, whenever he was announced, it was really big on Reddit because, you know, his main demographic is the demographic of Reddit. So, you know, back when he was polling at like 1-3%, he was massive already. His subreddit, Sanders for President, was already accumulating thousands upon thousands of upvotes every single day, and it was considered one of the most active subreddits. And you know, it was a big deal, and there's a lot of activity, a lot of people trying to get involved, like volunteering for Sanders, you know, doing things such as phone banking or going and talking to their neighbors and whatnot. And overall, you know, I can't say it was a bad thing that happened. Like, even if I have disagreements with him, there was nothing technically wrong going on.
It was a facilitator for his grassroots movement.
Yes.
It allowed people to get involved.
Mm-hmm. During this time, you know, everyone was, there was sort of the traditional, like, making fun of Trump posts going on in politics. By the way, this is going to be the main subreddit I focus on because there's obviously other subreddits that deal with politics, but this is the biggest with several, like 4 right. million subscribers.
Just r/politics.
Yeah, and I'll probably mention the others, but that's the biggest one that I'll probably talk about and be mentioning in.
Okay.
I feel like you should throw that out there. But yeah, so, you know, at the beginning of the primary election, you know, politics was sort of like, had a slight Bernie bias. It had its traditional left liberal bias. And then it was sort of just making fun of Trump and talking about how he wouldn't last the debates or anything like that. In which, you know, it was a sentiment I held about that as well. So
yeah, we all did. And you know, we all sorely, and it's a good thing none of us bet money on it.
Yeah. As the primary progressed, you know, it was a very civil, generally for the most part, it was really civil. Like, you know, nothing bad was happening, you know, so it was obviously very pro Bernie, but you know, people were respectful, and it wasn't, you know, there was a little hints of like bad things happening, but it's an online community with anonymity, you know, it's gonna happen somewhere, and like it happened in a few places, but for the most part they were disavowed by the main Sanders supporters, and that was it. And you know, I'd never had really big beef with that. Obviously he got a big polling boost with the beginning of the debates, and then he sort of, the subreddit continued to explode, and that was about it. But everything started changing probably shortly after like the Nevada, and then it started the Southern primaries, in which you started seeing things such as the South was having low information voters, when a lot of and they were sort of targeted at, I hate to say it, out of certain minority communities such as African-Americans. And which there are subtle racist comments that weren't necessarily disavowed, in which were allowed and upvoted oftentimes in the hundreds, if not thousands.
So who do you think the moderators are on a giant subreddit? Because we give these guys, or at least the Reddit community gives these guys, a lot of authority. At least within the scope of a giant politics subreddit. Like, do you have any idea who they are? I'm just curious.
For the most part, you don't. in certain scenarios you do. For example, the leaders of the Sanders movement was known because he was directly coordinating with the Sanders campaign. And the Donald Trump campaign, there's actually been some complex drama with that one, which I probably won't talk about, but it was the head moderator of that was also known. But for the most part, the politics subreddit did, there was no one really knew. They were sort of just like your average dose, in which they weren't trying to be anyone. They're just sort of trying to have a place that facilitated complex debates around complex issues in which people are facing. And they wanted to have a place for that. And that's just simply where it happened.
Okay. So we talk about moving into the southern states, into the primary process. This is when, for lack of a better word, Bernie is definitively getting his ass kicked. It's a place where he's had, it wasn't just he had a couple bad go-arounds. He was losing delegates pretty powerfully.
Yeah.
Because I know there was a sentiment amongst Bernie supporters up until this week, essentially, right now, even it's Wednesday of the third day of the convention, and we still have Bernie or bus delegates who are protesting in Philadelphia. But when Bernie started falling apart, because keep in mind he'd win a lot of caucuses, and those are low delegate rewards. You know, he'd win 3, 4, 10, 15 delegates, but then Clinton shows up, wins 40 delegates in a state. And with a primary, was the pro-Bernie sentiment starting to go away, or was it being enhanced by him struggling to hold water?
I would say he sort of became sort of like a savior figure at that point, in which he was sort of combating against all odds against the corrupt system, and that's when that began starting. It wasn't as explicit as what I just said, but there were that's where when it began.
Right, the Bernie Balboa, he is our he's our Rocky, right?
Yeah. So you would see things about how, you know, he needs to be elected to help save America from, like, essentially itself from the corruption and the rampant capitalism and cronyism that's occurring, in which, you know, whether you agree or disagree with that's when that sort of began occurring. I would say it really began exasperated with the Michigan vote when he had the big upsurge with against Hillary Clinton, when he was predicted to lose by like 10-15%, and then he came back and won by like 10%.
Right, and then he immediately kept losing after that, even though everyone said, "Oh, well, now that he's taken, a powerful primary, he's going to keep kicking."
Yeah, I would say that's the point in which we begin seeing the real disconnect between reality, in which a lot of I hate to say it, but the politics subreddit and certain Sanders supporters begin, is where they see the establishment, the mainstream media, has been feeding us these polls where he was going to lose Michigan by these huge amounts, and then he didn't. You know, they're obviously trying to keep him down, and you know, people are trying to, like, conspire against him to keep him down. And, you know, with the leaks recently with the email, you know, there is some proof of it, but there was no orchestration of this actually occurring. Like, there was no, the mainstream media is trying to keep him down, which people will probably disagree with me about, but.
Well, if anything, I would argue the mainstream media gave him a hell of a lot of press.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Trump, perhaps to many of our chagrin now.
Yeah, because, like, you know, you might disagree with this, Brett, but at 5:38, they had a thing showed that if Bernie dropped out when most other candidates dropped out, it would have been in early March when, you know, he had lost a lot of delegates in the South, in which a lot of states, and that's when he would have dropped out if he had been like many other Democratic,
right?
And which I feel like sort of shows when the people stop rationalizing and stop.
Yeah, the train left the station.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're talking about the southern primaries, which are later. As we move in to the final debates and now the convention, and now as of yesterday, he is officially out of the race. You know, he lost the delegate count at the roll call, actually threw in his hat toward Hillary Clinton, both during his speech and prior to that, after that, on the floor of the DNC, which I thought was amicable of him to unite the party the best way he could. Now, what is the subreddit looking like?
It as I said, right now it looks like a mess. Like they're right now there's a lot of posts are upvoted about how voters don't owe anything to Clinton or how she's not their candidate or anything like that, which, you know, I can't necessarily at hand disagree with, but at the same time, I feel like a lot of Redditors are essentially throwing a tenter tantrum because their candidate lost. It's not that they're protesting for legitimate reasons. They're protesting more for their candidate lost, and now they're going and looking for reasons to be upset. And that's how it sort of is today. I don't want to paint a terrible picture of Reddit, because there are good places to have political discussion.
Oh, but very much so. Yeah, I love Reddit, especially as an aggregator, as a journalist. I think it is quite good. We have some problems with Reddit, like we did it, Reddit. We solved the Boston bomber. For context on that, listeners, just Google "we did it, Reddit." when Reddit assumed that they had cracked the case on the Boston bombing and ruined an innocent man's life
and his family, like it was a terrible tragedy. And you know, I have to say, I do think Reddit has taken that in full swing. To be fair to it, they do reference it and use it as a cautionary tale.
Yes, they do. So wasn't there a point when there was a Trumpian movement on Reddit? I remember you telling me about that maybe 2 months-ish ago.
Yeah. I would like to say it started after roughly after Marco Rubio dropped out. I don't have the exact dates on it, so someone probably has them at hand and they have the better dates than I do.
But no, we have the best dates. We have the best dates, Charlie.
Yeah.
The best dates.
But Donald Trump's subreddit is called the Donald, which, you know, just Google it, you'll find it, and no big deal. But for several straight days, the subreddit was trending, which essentially means it's one of the fastest growing subreddits, in which they look at how many subscribers you have, how many active users, and then how many posts, and then how many people are joining that each day. So for like several days, like 4 or 5 days over the course of like 2 weeks, it was like one of the biggest trending subreddits. And that's when Donald Trump really began taking off, and which I think appeals to the other crowd of Reddit, the angsty, upper white, middle class, male, teenager, people who are very dissatisfied with where things are going. And that's where it heavily draws from. And so he's obviously very big on Reddit as well now. And that started, I think...
Shortly after Rubio
dropped out.
So that was shortly after Rubio dropped out. That was probably the last bastion of a Republican that was likable. Yeah. Because Rubio, like him or hate him, he is traditionally more likable than Ted Cruz. Yeah. Ted Cruz, you know he's not the Zodiac Killer, but there's still kind of a chance in the back of your mind that there are funny. Both figurative and literal skeletons in his closet. And Trump is Trump. He's a whole different beast, monster, whatever. So now that Bernie is gone and we have these different sects of subreddit, we have the Donald subreddit, we have politics, which is dealing with the aftermath of a Hillary win, is there a never Hillary movement amongst those Bernie voters?
Yes, there are for a short period of time, and it's still fairly active. It's not as big, but there was a subreddit called Hillary for Jail.
Oh no!
In my mind, it was everything you can take wrong and literally stuffed it into one subreddit. It was I'm going to say something that if you actually thought about it for half a second, you would immediately know it's wrong. But because Hillary's name was in front of it and it said something bad, it was upvoted. That was it. So there was a time, and then there's still a very heavy never Hillary movement. But this is where it gets really complex into complex Reddit politics, in which there are endorsed Trump users who go as Sanders supporters and then try convincing people to never be a Hillary supporter because they know that would help Trump. And then there are legitimate never Hillary people because they're actually disagree with both Trump and Hillary. And then there's the complex thrown into that of people who are not actually in the, they're in the Never Hillary movement, but they're going to be working for down ballot Democrats in general. So there's a lot of really odd camps that are sort of arising from this, and it's sort of interesting to watch them.
Do we have any significant camps for independent candidates on Reddit?
Yes. Yes.
Are they diehard? I feel like if there is a part of Reddit dedicated to something, there is already a level of severe dedication to it.
I would say it's actually for Gary Johnson. Okay. Jill Stein is a borderline joke. She had an AMA, which is an Ask Me Anything, a couple of months ago, I want to say. But all of her responses, like supporters of like the Green Movement, were like, what the f-? Like they legitimately were confused about things she was saying, and she's for a lot of Reddit liberals, she is sort of considered a joke, and
she's never held any political office.
No, she lost actually for her mayorship for her hometown, so she's considered a joke, and a lot of people would like to pretend she doesn't exist. Like people will say they'll vote for her, but they don't like her.
But for Gary Johnson, there are some people because he's a big deal because he's on the ballot in all 50 states, and potentially if he reaches 15%, he could be in the debates, which would really throw the debates into interesting territory.
Yeah. There's definitely a movement for him. I guess I should predate this. The first major candidate in which Reddit really picked up was Ron Paul. And there was some stuff in 2008, but 2008, Reddit was relatively new and there wasn't a lot of people. In 2012, he was like literally the best thing since the wheel. Like, it actually comes nowhere near close to the Sanders support or Trump
support. What about Rand? Is there any love within the family? No?
there's a little bit, and a lot of it's, you know, he's not terrible, but all the love is to the revolution of Ron Paul.
Right.
But there's actually a very libertarian camp within Reddit that is endorsing Gary Johnson. But I would say for like every five posts you see about Trump or Sanders, you see maybe one about Gary Johnson. Of course.
Which would make sense.
Yeah, it would make sense. So there's still a significant camp. There's still a very large appeal to him, and I'm guessing, and that's where a lot of the rational conservatives have migrated to, and which I feel like it's a little unfair to how I define rational conservative, but the people who've sort of stuck through like our politics who have been conservative, they've generally for the most part have gone to him.
Right. Or you could even say more traditional conservatives, he is more appealing to than Trump for many different reasons. If you were a Cruz supporter or a Rubio supporter, you might go for Gary Johnson before you went for Trump.
A two-time Republican governor. Yeah. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. Two-time Republican governor of New Mexico. Mm-hmm. So plus running with a second Republican ex-governor. So, I want to ask a couple more questions, and then I want to give the listeners a rundown on the safety of how they should approach Reddit.
Don't. don't go there for politics. Like, unless you're a masochist or unless you want, like,
a Bernie supporter, apparently.
Yeah.
You want a bigger echo chamber.
There are good subreddits. You just have to go for a specific purpose, and that purpose cannot be, I am looking for this candidate validation.
Like, right.
Like there are a few subreddits that are very popular that, or not, I guess not that very popular, but they have a large amount of subscribers, like in the tens of thousands, that focus on hardcore analysis with rational discussion.
And right. So one thing we should mention to people is that when you're in a subreddit like r/politics that's huge and has a general bias, the problem with the upvote system is that it almost discourages authentic discussion because just people like what is similar to them, and then they upvote it. And then if someone says anything they might remotely disagree with, it gets way downvoted.
Yeah.
And as a result, you can't really have a discussion that way. But if there are smaller subreddits that allow for that discussion because someone's not going to immediately downvote you, then that's a place worth going to. Because we did this as an experiment. You remember this. On the website, we had a piece called "Your Bernie Sanders Meme is Wrong." And it wasn't even necessarily an anti-Bernie piece. In fact, I wrote it and I'm not necessarily anti-Bernie. But it was a piece where we took a lot of the things from Reddit and from Twitter and from Facebook, and we fact-checked the stuff going around Sanders supporters and just found it to be grossly inaccurate, more so than typical political propaganda, which was a little bit frightening. So we did "Your Bernie Sanders Meme is Wrong" and kind of outlined it. And if anything, that's just informing yourself. Now, we knew putting it on r/politics, we were going to just get a shitstorm of attacks. So what happened was we put it on r/politics. We upvoted. I think you might have thrown in an upvote. And those two upvotes, three upvotes, lasted maybe a minute. This is the point in the interview where Charlie explained to us how we totally were not violating Reddit's terms of service in our experiment. We weren't doing that. That would be bad. Okay, keep on listening. Well, in any case, it would stay at zero, right? And it wouldn't go up. So who knows how many downvotes we had, because it doesn't show you how many downvotes. It just shows zero. And then we started getting messages to the account calling us shills.
part of the correct the record shill corporation, in which I'm still waiting for my check, by the way. I'm
well, what was it? Shillery, right?
Shillery. Right. That's a big one with instead of an S, it's a dollar sign, because, you know, she's raking out all that money from Goldman Sachs, you know.
$200,000 political speeches. I can't remember who said it, but I love the coverage. It was either at BitTorrent News or it was when Elizabeth Banks came out, or maybe it was The Daily Show, where they said, you know, it was The Daily Show, where, you know, if the RNC just needed a good speaker, they could have just hired Hillary just for $200K. They could have just brought her in. But in any case, it got so downvoted. We started getting called shillery and shills, and we were just in the pocket of Hillary. And if you read anything on our website, we're not in the pocket of any candidate. We've had writers for Cruz, for Rubio, none for Trump yet. If you want to write about Trump for us, send me an email.
I'm not a writer. I will mock you.
ourpoliticalessay@gmail.com. And then we've had writers for Bernie. We've had writers for Hillary. We've had writers for everybody. The point was that just, I bet most of those downvotes probably didn't even come from people reading the article. No. They just saw the title, which we knew it would happen. And then about 20 minutes later, because keep in mind, Reddit hits you so hard in the subreddit so quickly. About 20 minutes later, we got pulled down by an auto mod, which I then appealed twice and they wouldn't respond to me. So maybe they're in the pocket of someone. How about that subreddit? But in any case, let's talk about some safety protocol for someone who wants to use Reddit, because again, we should say it is a worthwhile platform if you understand what it's worth and how to use it and where to go on it. What would you recommend someone doing?
There's this add-on. I think it's like it's called Res, R-E-S. It's like Reddit Experience, something. Just Google like Reddit extension, and it'll be like one of the top ones that pops up. Download it. You then have the option of blocking subreddits. Just go through, block all the major political ones.
And keep in mind, this is if you are searching /all, yeah, which aggregates everything from subreddit, yeah, from Reddit, rather.
You can avoid the Hillary Clinton ones because they're not going to get onto all, but, you know, for the most part, just hit the major ones.
We're going to get on all. Nice. But if you did want to use it for political discourse, are there subreddits that are a little bit more civil than /politics?
Yes. If there's a subreddit, as much as I dislike Trump and as much as I will, I'm a little biased. As much as I'll generally sort of make fun of you, but there are legitimate views he does hold that are legitimate problems. There is a subreddit called Debate Trump Supporter or Debate Trump Beliefs or something like that. Just Google like Debate Trump, and it'll be one of the top ones that comes up. Or Ask a Trump Supporter. That's been a very good subreddit, even if I find I disagree with it, a lot of it. That's a very good one to go for that. There's one called Political Discussion. I'm sort of torn. There's a sort of a pro-Hillary bias in there. I feel like I should throw that out there. I'm not sure if that's because that's where all the Hillary supporters have gone. Like
they find their safe haven.
All 50 Hillary supporters on Reddit. I don't know if that's where they've gone, but that's where That's generally a pretty good one. There, after that, I would say you're going to have to start finding niche right. subreddits.
For like, not even maybe for candidates, but for specific political issues, because there's a subreddit for just about everything. Yeah. And Charlie and I, we approach Reddit two different ways. You search /all, so you're getting all of that stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm subscribed to about 20 different subreddits that I curate my feed where it only gets populated with those. And that's how I keep it a little bit more manageable. And both of, if you're going to approach it like Charlie and you want to block out certain things, that res thing might be perfect. If you're going to approach it like me, just curate these subreddits that interest you. But at the same time, if you're not a Trump supporter, maybe you should throw this Ask a Trump Supporter or Debate Trump subreddit in there, because then it's not an echo chamber, which is the danger of social media and political ideals, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually curate, as Brett says, I do curate like three subreddits. I'll leave them a little bit anonymous because they get shit on all the time on Reddit when people bring them up. But those subreddits, they do tend to have good discussion. And these are people with doctorates. Like, I think there is a poll done in two of them where like over 60% of the normal users have like doctorates in the profession in which the subreddit is. So you can find very good discussion places about current, like things such as current events. And there's very good discussion. Like one of the subreddits focuses on foreign policy, and they go very much in depth. They're, you know, you might say something like, haha, we just got to bomb ISIS and that's it. Yeah. They're the ones who are like writing the policy papers.
Right.
So there are very good places to go. But as you brought up, I think the biggest problem with Reddit is it's so easy to create an echo chamber, and it's so hard to cancel it or beat it or something else, because
this is just our generation's echo chamber. That's yeah. worth noting is that the idea of the echo chamber is nothing new. It's no different than, you know, an uber conservative parent only tuning into Fox News.
Yeah, it's... Yeah, this is nothing new. It's just easier and more accessible.
Right.
Because as I said, you can block out. Let's say I'm a Bernie or bust. I can block out maybe the political discussion where there's more of a Hillary slam. Excuse me. Or I could block out the Ask Trump supporter. You know, there are ways in which I can surround myself right. with it. And That's one of the biggest problems is when you have people, which happens on Reddit a fair amount outside of these couple select subreddits, is when people start basically not believing the same things that other people are fundamentally believing. So I might fundamentally believe that Hillary Clinton is literally not Satan, and I cannot have a discussion with someone who genuinely believes she is. And It's
and the anonymity of it probably hurts that even more, right?
Yes, because there's no pressure. There's no pressure on having any consequences. There is no consequence to myself. I can either feel like a martyr because I posted this thing, and I've done this as well. Like if you go onto my Reddit account, which I will not be giving out, but if you found it, I have posted a few things where I knew I was going to get downvoted, but I was doing it out of a sense of principle because I thought it was the correct thing to do. And it begins borderline when one subreddit has such a view that another view is just wrong. Like,
right.
You can't actually be a Hillary supporter. You are literally paid to say these views. You don't actually have these views, or you're just simply a Sanders supporter because you want free college or because of something like that. You know, there it's when you get in those echo chambers, which Reddit is really easy. Cause like I do say it's probably a bit easier these days because you can go to certain websites to get your news. You can go to like websites in which I think are the literal bane of like any existence. Like I think they should be taken down, like not by the government, but like, if I had the power, I'd probably take them down because they're
like,
so wrong.
Like what?
Common Dreams. there's a couple. I would pull up their names. And it's when they have such a fundamental like disagreement about the basics of the world, and it's so easy for people on Reddit to get caught up in that. And it's something you have to always be on the watch out because, you know, I think an apt description would be, I have to be careful of my own beliefs. I might simply start dismissing someone's out of hand. For example, I heard a really good description of the TPP, regardless of whether or not you like it. It will help certain people and it will hurt certain people as well. And it's something you have to watch out, in which I can't simply dismiss the people who it will hurt, even if I think the benefit of it will outweigh the cost of those people being hurt. And it's something I have to take into serious consideration. Is it worth potentially people losing their jobs over so I can make more money and my neighbors can make more money?
Right.
And it's something, you know, you have to watch out, and I have to go through a daily mind check of, am I doing the equivalent of what these other people are doing, but with my own beliefs? Am I indoctrinating myself with my own set of beliefs based off of simply dismissing everything that comes out of Reddit? I hate to say it, but I sort of dismissed a lot of the people who said the DNC was, or not the DNC, but the Democratic Party was colluding with Clinton. I sort of dismissed that out at hand when people, in mid-March, when the train left the station for some supporters, and I sort of dismissed, I was like, oh, you know, they're just being crazy. They're upset their candidate's losing. And, you know, here there was some collusion. Was it as big as people were saying? No,
it wasn't, but no, there was definitely a, because one of the problems we have with these email leaks right now is we're not seeing the opposite side of the Politico conversation. We're not seeing the original agreement between the DNC reporter and the Politico reporter. All we saw was the document where they said, okay, let's check through this piece. Is there anything you want us to quote-unquote push back on? And we don't know what the prior discussion was. Did they say that you have veto rights? Did they say that you are just checking this purely for content in case we're missing quotes? Or like, there's so many different ways that could have gone, none of which, as a journalist, I don't think any of those were necessarily good for the political reporter to do. You should not be doing that with your sources. You really should not. But we don't have the other half of it. Nor will we, probably, yeah. Unless those Russian hackers get good, as Reddit would tell them.
Yeah, I get good. No, but I definitely do think, for example, one big thing is the agreement between the Democratic Party and Hillary, where she raised like $56 million, and a lot of it went to the main Democratic Party and her campaign, and only about 0.5% went to down ballot or other state parties. You know, I sort of laughed it off when I saw Sanders supporters like, oh, you know, this is just another way for like legal bribery to get the Hillary campaign. You know, I think that's wrong. That's still wrong. But the fact that basically like just a couple $100,000 went to down party states, you know, I that is something which I sort of also dismissed at hand, because I sort of tied that together with people saying who are espousing basically just bullshit. Like that's what it was. And that's something you do have to be careful about. On the flip side, just because someone is crazy, that doesn't mean you shouldn't sincerely look at the arguments. There's ironically enough, there's actually a saying on Reddit called "Don't attack the source, attack the argument," which has generally been used to justify certain Clinton beliefs and then sort of flipped and support Sanders beliefs. Though I still think there are bad sources, common dreams. But if you can't tell, I hate that website.
Right.
But for the most part, there are certain beliefs that have been propropagated.
Yeah,
right. That have been propagated that I've dismissed simply because it's been attached to someone I thought was just upset because their candidate was losing.
Exactly. So basically what we're getting at is, use it with caution, just like you would any other social media, just like you would any other source, and also use it with a healthy amount of info from other places. But there are pitfalls and benefits to using something like Reddit, and I really appreciate you lending us into the mind of a Redditor, because I am on Reddit. I enjoy it. I use a lot of the journalism subreddits. I use a lot of subreddits for things that I personally find entertaining in my life. I love the World of Warcraft subreddit, but I don't go into the kind of subreddits that you do, and I'm happy you're out there on the front lines, Charlie, taking the Bernie bullets for all of us.
I'm a couple lines back. I'm not the true Clinton diehard. I've posted a couple things. I've gotten downvoted, but there are people who are out there in the minefields trying to convince people that certain things are bullshit and that you shouldn't, that they're just wrong. Right. And I wish I could say I'm one of them, but I'm not. I'm a couple lines back.
Well, but well, thank you. Thank you for your service. No, 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 I'm going to get emails from veterans.
but if I could have one quick thing, this is actually something I've been thinking about for probably about a solid 9 months now. Reddit is very good. I guess you're a journalism student, so I want to hear your thoughts on this as well. But there's two things in my mind. There's news and there's analysis. News is like, an example would be a person blew himself up today outside of a train station. That is news.
Right.
Analysis would be due to the rising Islamification of Syrian immigrants going to Europe. There's been an increase of terror attacks, and here's what we need to do to stop these. That's analysis. Reddit is very good for the news section. I'll oftentimes go onto Reddit, be 3 hours late and go into a thing that said, oh, there was a new shooting. I hate to say it, but the past few weeks, I'll see something terrible happening and I'll flip and I'll be like, oh, I'm going to go check the BBC or the NPR, and they'll have a little thing that said, there's been a shooting in France, and that's it. But on the subreddit and in the Reddit forum, there's already, there's 10 declared dead already. They're it's very good at having instantaneous information.
Yes, I totally agree, because it isn't, I've used this word before, but it's an aggregator. And I would argue it's an even better aggregator than Twitter, because it is not, because Twitter has some elements to its feed where you're going to hit ads, you're going to hit people that you're following personally, right? And you're going to hit things that are never longer than 140 characters, less if they have a photo or an image or anything like that. Reddit looks like it was designed in 1998, and that's kind of how it's always stayed. And I think that lends well to this sort of use of it, because you go there is a list of things, they are upvoted, they are downvoted, there are subreddits, there is a mega Reddit for something happening like a shooting or a bombing. You go into it, you get what you need, you click something, and if it's a link, it'll link it out in another tab where you're reading it directly from the source, not from someone who is misinterpreting or analyzing it with their own bias. And I think Reddit is incredibly, incredibly good at that, and I don't think enough people give it credit for that.
No, I hate to say it, it's legitimately one of the best I keep on top of the news type things. 90% of the things, I'm not going to read the article. It's going to be something such as there's been a shooting, it's not going to be something in which I'm going to click the article for. It's something I just want to, okay, that happened. Good to know.
Right.
And which lends itself to the second thing, analysis. Analysis is the thing of what should we do about a problem and why should we do that? And Reddit is not very good for that. Here's problem with anonymity. There's a couple subreddits such as science that you can get a flare that says that have that you are proof that you are knowledgeable in the subject. But in other subreddits, especially such as politics,
where and by the way, a flare is something that appears right next to your username. So if you go on the podcasting subreddit, mine typically says host of the jukebox or something like that. That's what Charlie's saying. Go on.
But especially with politics, it's a bit more controversial. There's a bit more gray, and you're going to have people saying different things, but these people, from 9 to 5, they might work at just some office job. However, the person who spent 9 to 5 working on some senator who's part of the Foreign Affairs Committee, who's working on some document for that, he might post something that's 3 or 4 paragraphs long, but the person who had the 2-sentence witty thing about how it's really easy to bomb ISIS or something like that, that's going to be upvoted because people can relate to it easier.
Yep. Jokes and puns are going to always be at the top of a Reddit thread typically. Yeah.
So, and then there's the problem with analysis of articles being posted, and a lot of people don't want to read about the complex rise of ISIS. There's people who are working on doctoral papers of why that's occurred. This is not some easy thing.
Hillary's fault.
Yeah.
Hillary's fault, Charlie.
People don't want to read through 60 pages of this dense, and I don't want to call it boring, but very thick, dense,
boring.
Boring, yeah. Dens,
which is a new level of boring, by the way.
Yeah, poor Kane. Apparently, there's a political article today about how he has the chance of being really interesting, because sort of comparing him to Joe Biden, because apparently at this time Joe Biden was considered to be really boring as well.
That's true. Biden is anything but boring now.
Yeah, that endearing uncle. A little creepy, but really cool. He'll take.
He's creepy, but he always means best, even if he's doing something really weird.
Go outside and shoot your gun off.
I love the Onion's coverage of Joe Biden. They've like chosen him this year to be their like their Biden. Like they had an article today about Joe Biden getting arrested in the Philadelphia DNC parking lot for selling bootleg "I'm with Her" t-shirts, which is like so Biden, right?
Regardless if you support his policies or not, I really like Biden. I hope he never really goes away.
He's a guy you'd love to have a beer with.
Yeah.
Even if you don't agree with him on stuff.
Yeah. Where were we though before Biden?
Nowhere. Our country was nowhere, Charlie.
The dense boring stuff. That's hard to read through, and that's the real stuff. You know, it's the doctoral papers that is going to be basing the policy of what's going to happen. You know, Obamacare is like over 1,000 pages long. You know, it's not this short read that you're going to sit down and do in an afternoon or something like that. Yeah. That is thick,
and
dense,
and that's
legal
the nature
writing.
Of information consumption as a whole.
Yeah, and
so you're always going to get what you put in to your information, right? If you're only going to click a headline and read the headline and read the top comment, you're going to get less out of it from someone who reads in depth, especially from a specialist or an analyst that has some credibility, which is the same on Reddit as it is on the BBC, anywhere else. You know, you can read the headline or you can read the long article. Yeah. Even though long nowadays is like 500 words, if that.
Yeah. Which actually brings up to the second point, in which ironically for a lot of subreddits where a lot of the academia belongs is in, I guess there's a thing called bad X, and the X is generally something like, you know, bad history. You know, someone is saying like, I don't know, Hawaii could have been some super nation and like taken over the world. That's right. Bad history, you know? But in a lot of those subreddits, that's where you're finding this academia of people, you know, who are like, yeah, this is just dumb. You're wrong. But that's where a lot of the academia, and that's where a lot of hardcore analysis occurs of certain things, you know, whether it be historical or, you know, maybe like economics or math based or science, you know. So just giving you the rundown to Reddit at this point.
Like, yeah, no, I appreciate it. I think this is great. So what we're really getting at is it's a great aggregation tool. It can be a decent analytical tool if you go to the right place and you put your faith in places that are going to reap benefit from you based on what you put in. If you are willing to read a data analyst's paper that is, you know, longer than three paragraphs, then you might get something more out of that. And you know what? Be a good Redditor. Give that data analyst an upvote. Give him some gold, which really does nothing, because gold is just a sham.
There's one good thing about gold. If you're too lazy and you're rich enough to not get the res feed, buy gold. You can then filter subreddits there. So,
oh, there you go. Really? That's interesting. But, because gold is basically Reddit's reward of you can give someone gold if you like what they said. And gold is essentially a vanity trophy piece that really just contributes to Reddit server funds.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, actually, I thought that was their whole income until I found out they have ads. But I use Adblock, by the way, so I had no idea they had ads for a long time. And I thought that's how they made all their money. I was like, wow.
It's like Craigslist. Craigslist has ads, but you wouldn't know if you have Adblocker on. It also looks like it was made in 1998.
Yeah, because Reddit actually, like, if you know, I there's, you know, when you go to a website that has ads, you know, there's the boxes still with where the ads are. You just sort of ignore them. You know?
Right.
You try not feeling bad, but you know, on Reddit, you know, I'm guessing there's designated places, but they look nice with the Adblock on.
That's a ringing endorsement for Adblock. And on that note, we're gonna call this one a day. Thanks so much, Charlie, for talking with me about Reddit. I'll put the I'll put some Reddit links in the bottom of this of some of the stuff that we've talked about. I'll find the Trump AMA type thing. By the way, Trump's doing an AMA as we speak right now, so we'll do a follow-up on that later in the week. But thanks again, Charlie. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, everybody. That's going to do it for the first episode of the Our Political Essay Roundtable podcast. If you want to go ahead and find it in podcast feeds on iTunes and Stitcher, Apple Music, all that good stuff. It will be on there by the end of the week. We are submitting it today. That is October 7th, 2016. You can expect at least one podcast, if not two or three, from us on a weekly basis, at least throughout the rest of the election season. You can find us on ourpoliticalessay.com, and until then, I'll see you later.